on the break, we heard new music from Joan Osprey with Hero, and that last band was Machine Guns and Motorcycles. I really like that name.
Nice.
Machines, Guns, and Motorcycles. You're not going to get a lot of ballads out of, I would think, not out of Machines, them. Guns, and Motorcycles.
No.
And that was their single Time Bomb.
Nice. So very AC/DC feel to that tune.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Good stuff by both of them. So I guess now we do the most important portion of the show. Ann Jackson.
Yes.
Ann Jackson. I guess I got to find the...
Do we have to get the categories?
Yes, we
do. I got to get the music, but then we'll do the categories.
I'm sorry.
I was waiting to be asked.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, Joe, you jumping the gun there. Settle down. I know you're very enthusiastic.
I know you love the categories.
He does. We live for your categories. Although, let's be honest, the past month
or
so...
Is that a euphemism? I know. Well, you know what, though? We changed it up a little bit. Because she's talking to different people. She's not talking to you. When she's talking to you, it's a different flavor.
Don't look over here.
When she's talking to Miller, then that's a different kind of conversation. So it's like, I don't know who she's going to be discussing things with. It's like, it changes how she talks.
I guess the question, though, is Pip's going to be out in a couple of weeks. Do we do Ann Jackson without Pip?
I mean, Russ knows
the thing. I don't know if Kevin knows the bit. You would have to be in charge.
Do we do it in front of him?
We would need
Russ knows Andrew.
We would need the Pip Helix for that.
So you're going to fill the last segment of the show. You're coming up with something. what game do you have coming up for us, Joe?
Hit the host.
Well, you'll be the host for
What we're going to do is I'm going to bring a TSA agent in, and he's going to rifle through your shit, and we'll see how long it takes. Well, you have to be calm and behave yourself. Behave at the airport.
I know. Would you like that?
It's fucking ridiculous.
Behave at the airport.
Listen.
What can I do at the train station? Can I act like an asshole there? Stupid.
Can I act like an asshole like I do when I drive?
This isn't the train station.
Who the fuck talks to another adult like that?
Behave at the train station.
But it's just like you said. They're like these idiots that get these jobs, and they're used to everybody being mad at them. So they just all of a sudden get this little like Hitler complex where they're going to like tell everybody what to do.
Yeah, but nobody. You got a walkie-talkie in a shitty blue sweater. I'm not impressed. Yeah.
I know. Some of them are so dumb.
Listen,
it's illogical.
Listen, if shit's not exploding, I've behaved at the airport. Right. I mean, that's pretty much the litmus test at this point.
Well, who was it that said on, I don't remember who it was, if it's a comedian or what. They said, one guy smuggles stuff in his shoes, and now for years, every American who flies has got to take their damn shoes off.
Yeah, and then the joke to that is, you know, if just one bomber would have smuggled in their bra, then all the women would have to take the bra.
Huddle a huddle a hoo!
That's the joke. I didn't say it's my joke.
Yeah.
I didn't...
It wasn't saying
that
at you.
I got to address something with you.
There's no time for that.
No!
All right.
Jokes have been told. Punches have been thrown.
Why are you? What's the word? Self-defensive tonight.
Am I? I'm sorry.
You're very self-defensive tonight.
You think that
I haven't said
like
Pip's very mean
you.
To me before. She's abusive.
I came here.
I'm in a very good mood. I'm having a good time. I'm very self-defensive.
Well, in all honesty, she's the one who called you stupid to start the show.
But I didn't even have a problem with that.
No, I punched him in the nuts right before you got here.
Holy
so
smokes.
Well,
defensive.
My nuts were laying out of my luggage, so. Yeah.
Okay.
They were just flopped I'm there sorry, on the Joe. Table, so.
Holy cow.
All right, we get it. Fucking you, but you're hurt. I entertained it, but now I've had enough. I apologize.
Look, I had an attitude for the past 2 hours.
Let it go.
I know.
I'm the guy.
Enough with your fetching. Take it.
Oh,
take it.
God,
behave at the radio show.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Behave at the radio show.
Yeah, and which show would be left?
That's true. We really have a show. Yeah. That would be funny if Sam Sorbo called in and go, behave on my show.
I know, really. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
Put us on the gray couch.
Let's play the Scambusters theme while Pip regales us with her. So you don't want to do it when she's gone?
Yeah.
We got to fill it with something else. You gonna come up with a bit? That'd be nice.
We'll think of something. We don't have to do the show tomorrow. Don't worry.
Yeah.
That means Davin's going to come up with something. I'm expecting a lovely bit from you. Maybe karaoke?
Oh, he told you what his bit was, and you rejected it.
What was
Hit the host.
That
was his bit.
That wasn't very serious.
No, I don't think it was.
There's no video, so it wouldn't translate.
Ow!
We could do a Mondo Fat Horse Challenge. Just have, like, Russ and Kevin bringing all sorts of horrible things for Joe to eat.
What did I do to deserve this?
You agreed to do the show. Five
like, I wish I, you know, I wish I came in like an asshole. It's like, well, I got an attitude. Yeah, I just came in high. How's everybody? Just
all right. Well, you know what? Take this as being even for the next time you come in. Let it go.
I'm gonna pass
because you are gonna come in as an asshole sometime in the future.
Oh God,
this
Joe,
is just prophylactic nastiness.
What's
it's that, a preemptive douchebaggery.
Right. And that night, what's your problem? Nothing. Oh. But we'll deal with it because you got your I pick up my pass card.
Yeah, exactly. This is preemptive douchebaggery.
That's funny.
All right. Oh, all right. Pip, I'm going to play the Scam Busters, and you're going to regale us with your categories.
The pressure. Of course, the perennial favorite, Mr. Davin. And then the second category, which we haven't seen in a little while, but I'm hopeful, Damn It All Red.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then third, another favorite, fucking liar.
Singular or plural? Plural.
Singular this time. Singular.
Really?
Just one fucking liar.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh, that's good. That's a good one. I might not get a lot.
All right. Well,
all right, well
now,
let me put my money up.
How are you feeling about Mr. Dammons?
All right, Mr. Dammons, I'm going in for
don't
five.
I know. Wait, let me rephrase. How do you feel about the category,
no,
Mr. Dammons?
There he is again with the self-call.
Stop it, Mr. Put-upon. Do you want me to put Barbara Streisand on the radio? Do you want me to lower the music so you can go to your safe place? Enough. You're not that delicate.
I need the safe place.
I know.
Hey, what's going on? Were you to start? What the fuck?
I'm being perfectly pleasant.
Okay.
How
okay.
you doing? What's your fucking problem?
Oh, that's funny. I'm going with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
Damn It All Red, no.
No. No.
Not even zero.
No, Pipio.
No.
No. Behave when you put the categories together. No.
I can't.
Wow. And
oh,
and,
stop it. You're going to get hit in the nose with a rolled up paper.
How many fucking liars?
I'm looking around.
It's an interrogation room. Well, how many, asshole?
For one
I'm
fucking
going
liar.
Five.
I believe,
going
I,
five.
I believe
five
it's
five fucking liar.
No, yeah. No, Joe. It's not interrogation. It's extreme betting.
Extreme betting.
We're going to have extreme
the
betting.
The least of the safety of the country. Is
extreme betting. Cough, poodle.
Looks like what you had when they went your back.
Yeah.
I'm going with four Mr. Davins. One Damn It All Red.
Jesus.
And I have to bet on myself, right? And two fucking liar.
It'd be funny if Pip put out categories go, I have zeros across the board.
I don't believe in any of this shit.
I don't know, I'm just going to be any of this crap.
Like every other politician.
Oh, that's funny.
Lisa says two Mr. Davins, one Damn It All Red, and no fucking liar. Mm-hmm. Humph. Joe's girl says six Mr. Davins, no Damn It All Red, and two fucking liar.
Let's go. Dateline, June 26, 2014, because this is interminable. Subject, this is the fucking bank in Ghana.
That's the subject line.
Oh, that's where you put your fucking money. Where am I going to put my fucking money? The fucking bank.
That's not a sperm bank.
That's hilarious because I got an email at the day job that had the exact same subject line ended today.
Ooh, this must be legit. This is the fucking bank in Ghana. Mr. Davin.
One.
James H. Miller, Parker Green, Melvin Santos, Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, or
fucking liars.
Fucking assholes.
No, scammers.
What?
But
wait,
now she's having
what?
A breakthrough moment.
These people cheated Pauline for $90,000, me, $120,000, victim C for $1,000, and then victim A for $2,500. Now they are running away, taking the money from us. That fucking Brown Cotton sent the scam mail to me saying, my funds are under my name. Let me tell you the truth. It is a shame because they are asking money.
And what did money say?
Excuse me, $5 bill. What do you think?
Well, it ain't going to be honest, Abe. They took my money, and then they enjoy their life, because they will choke the money and die for it.
They will choke the money.
Choke the money.
I don't even know what she's trying to say. Choke
nice.
On the money?
No, probably. Here is the bank called UBA Bank and the mail address. So I go this bank, and I send her ubagroup.com, countries, Ghana locations. And I ask her, you have proof your money is there?
Right.
I didn't know we had that on now. I'll go for three, Mr.
I didn't even know.
I'm choking on my money.
I didn't
funny.
Even know, I didn't even know that
funny.
Was one of the categories. Well, Mr. Wall.
He's really getting into it now. He's acting out the choking.
Choking on that money.
That's funny.
That's stuck.
Yeah. God, oh, Mr.
I'm
EpiPen.
You're not concerned either. You're just laughing your stupid asses off.
Wait, you have a stroke?
Nobody has an EpiPen. Yeah, see, now who's being mean?
Nobody had an EpiPen. I'm not laying out $300.
You're only stabbing you in the thigh just because
you are a bunch of assholes. This is why I was preemptively a douchebag to you.
Something goes down the wrong pipe and I stab in the thigh with an EpiPen. That
doesn't do shit.
Yeah, but I really wanted to stab you.
Yeah. Plus, we had it.
Now you have to go to the hospital. Ha ha.
It's about to expire. It's about to expire next week. We need to figure we use the fucking thing. Why waste it? Why waste it? Ouch! What the fuck did you do that for? I mean, we already used the thing.
It's about to go bad. I didn't want to go bad.
Oh,
it's
funny.
Not fucking tomato sauce. It's medicine. It's not like you have to cook ziti.
No, there was an expiration on that medicine. It was in
there
a
is. There
I understand, but you don't jab somebody because of it.
It's called farce, you moron.
I understand. It's called that's how you really feel because you're a Scottish prick. Don't laugh with orange soda in your hand. You're going to make a mess. We've seen what you do with grape soda. Mr. Davin.
Two.
Nice and clean.
Okay, there you go.
Not me. The victim, she told me about this bank. Interpol Sarah Francois informed her, and it is the bank that victim C's funds were there. I go, I would not believe anything from Sarah Francois.
Sarah Francois. Right.
Sounds like more of a plan to get more money for more fees. Oh, it was written up in another newspaper for the scamming stuff.
Really?
Yeah, so a local paper in Indiana. So if they ever post it online, I'll post it.
Nice.
Yeah. How did they find out about it in Indiana?
About scams?
Oh, no, about us.
It's actually a comic who I met years ago, and he knows we do this, and now he's a journalist over there.
Oh, right
he's
on.
An editor, and he wanted, and I was his go-to expert on scams.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, yes. June 27, 2014. Mr. Devin.
Three.
Ooh, three.
About the coward FBI man, Brown Cotton. This is the worst children's story ever.
Read it again.
About a coward FBI man, Brown Cotton.
Yeah, I love this one.
Just post that fucking bank to let people know it.
Post that fucking...
Brown Cotton once threatened me a lot. He said to me not to make noises, and I will make big noise around the world. Because I had beans. He said that he is not an easy man.
He said,
that's
I'm
not
an
I
easy
heard.
Man. Not an easy man.
Who threatened whom? He is a fucking coward, and he is FBI man who never replies to you. How ironic. No, not ironic.
No.
Yeah.
No, even Alana's going,
don't you
budget.
Think? No, I really don't. No.
These two soldiers are
fucking cowards.
Fucking liar?
Fucking assholes.
Ah.
These two soldiers are fucking liar? That doesn't even make sense.
Are you new here?
Don't make fun of you. These two soldiers are fucking assholes using me and enjoying their lives with choking the victim's money from me. Why that's so funny.
I'm choking their money.
Is it really funny, people losing their money, Pip?
Are you really about to drink again after?
Uh-oh, I get a funny feeling the reeds are going to be a laugh riot.
The what?
The reeds are going to be a ball. I'm hip, asleep, she's giggly. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
James Harrison Miller cheated on my money. 20,000.
He caught her with
another money.
Yeah,
he was.
I caught her with a 20.
Cheated on my money. $20,000 for his gold bar stolen from the Talibans.
Of course.
He informed me that he had funds from Jimmy Jones, and he introduced David Copper, UK EFC, to me to apply for the funds from BNP Paribas Reunion. BNP Paribas Reunion bank address. Then she gives me...
Reunion. You know, it's not that he got back together again.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's one thing she did not get with her money, reunited. Yeah.
Did she say James Copper?
No, that was David Copper, UK EFCC.
David Copper. Oh, okay.
Which, before, he was an FBI guy, but apparently now he's working for the EFCC.
He was a magician.
Yeah.
Think about what you did.
He looks like he's thinking about it.
He is.
Did I do?
He's a bad boy. So then she gives me the P.O. box.
Disrupting my show. Be ashamed.
P.O. Box 1 Boulevard, Haussmann, Paris, France. And then she gives me their emails, which is paribasreunion.com. Yeah, a lot of Paribas Reunion. And then a paribasmynet.com. So I'm sure that's legit.
Mynet.
paribas@hotmail.com.
Yeah. Paribas Bank shifted the funds to Yorkshire Bank PLC, which we know all about.
Right.
And then Jennifer started the funds transfer. The truth, I never get any fucking funds, but only payment, which is never ending.
Yes.
This James Harrison Miller is an asshole. Last week she was in love with him.
It happens.
This James Harrison Miller is an asshole hiding somewhere after choking my money and got to go because, I don't know, it's caught off. He fell for Rita but lied to me saying he loves me. Ha, ha, ha. Who is stupid? I got some answers.
Oh, let me.
It's a rhetorical question.
He is not a human being. Parker Desmond Green is also assholes.
I like the way he uses his full name like he's in trouble. Parker Desmond Green?
You get in here, you
get
assholes.
In here.
Parker Desmond Green is also assholes because he told me he was moved to Thailand because Melvin Santos. Damn it all, Red.
Oh,
I didn't think so.
Yeah. Naysayer. Notice they always describe that the funds will be transferred in 40 hours, but the truth is that it won't. This is why I know these fucking people scam my money. And then we have a list. UK funds. Number one, start with the consultant's fee. That was 1,850 Ghanaian money. Open residential account and lawyer fee for the High Court. That's 2,100 euros. Number three is an IRS tax clearance. That's 4,450 euros. A transfer fee, which is 2,000 euros.
A bullshit fee, $350.
Bullshit's absolutely free, Joe.
There's piles of it in this saga.
French stamp fee, endorsement, 1,500 euros. IMF tax clearance, 2,650. Oh, that's probably a...
You know what the
pounds? Those are pounds.
You know what the funny thing about that is? Everything he's reading off. You know, sometimes you go, why would you believe all these fees? Because if you've ever closed an estate, ever did a refi, ever done a mortgage, when you're at the closing or you're settling an estate with the lawyer, they read this law, and you know, obviously it's legit. So you know, it's like if you ever say, well, you know, first the people are getting scared. Well, why would you believe all this? Because when you get into you know,
you ever
bureaucratic
read a
sort of thing
from a closing,
yeah.
You
know,
kill yourself.
You
when
get
you're done
all this, everybody's got their hands out for some sort of damn thing. So
me boss.
Yeah, right.
European tax clearance fee. That's 2,500 euros. Observation fee. That's my favorite.
Well, somebody's got to
watch. That's going to cost.
Well, somebody's got to watch. That justifies it.
It's a good gig.
Somebody's got to watch.
You can watch for 2,250 euros.
Yeah.
Is there shipping and handling?
No, that'd be wrong.
Okay. Number 11. The Finance Ministry of Funds released order, that's £2,000. The England stamp fee for release order, that's £850. Well, then here's...
Now we've had the France and the England stamp fee.
Yeah, it's going all over the place.
Yeah.
And this is from RHB Bank. RHB Bank _ Asia at MyNet.com.
At MyNet.com.
Mrs. Ann Jackson. The government of Hong Kong said that the funds cannot be transferred without three documents requested. The documents are as follows. Number one, certificate of anti-terrorist. I'm not a terrorist. That's kind of like Trump's vetting thing.
Could have used that on your luggage.
You really? Get a t-shirt that says that.
Would have got through quicker.
My wife is funny when she's arguing with the Sherpa. She's like, no, but this is TSA approved. What the fuck is that? I don't even know what the hell that
Who
is.
Who said that?
My wife, when she's arguing with
TSA approved?
That's what they say on luggage these days.
There was no TSA when this luggage was. It's old, but...
Okay, well...
TSA approved.
Well, maybe she just pulled that out of her butt to try to get through.
Yeah, it didn't even fool the Sherpa. I almost gave her a really, but I didn't.
No, shut your mouth, stupid.
I shut my mouth. And furthermore...
Yeah, really.
Yeah, right. And furthermore...
Number two, certificate of money laundering. That's how
No, it does not say that.
It does.
Isn't that like
certificate that you are money laundering?
Yeah, really.
Semantics. Number three, certificate from IMF letter of warranty. The three documents will cost 6,000 euros each from here.
Oh.
So it'll be 18,000 euros for the three documents.
What the hell?
You can come down here yourself to see things for yourself.
Yeah.
I guess that'll save you the observation fee. Got to cut corners.
You know how to read a contract.
I certainly do. As I do not want anybody to call me a liar or a scammer. Regards, Mr. Peter Hines. 57 varieties of bullshit, if you will.
Yeah, really?
Funny.
57 kinds of fees.
Can you imagine a bank? I don't want to be called a liar or a scammer.
You can come down here and look at it if you want.
If we do this as a clip, just use that as the header.
Yeah.
It's like on this week's clips, when we're doing the old clips,
yeah.
I actually said in the clip, I go, if I ever do this as a clip, use this and that and that. I'm like, holy cow, tonight's the night.
Oh, things are heating up with Belinda.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have visual contact with Belinda.
Yeah, that's when he made visual. Check out the iHeart clips.
Yeah. And that's signed from, this is from May 31st of 2012. That's when this letter from Mr. Peter Hines came. And, of course, it was rhbbank_asia@mydent.com. And then we have another message to Anne. We have already informed you of the funds. The Asia tax has expired last month.
I'm sorry.
It's a continent tax.
Tax on living in Asia. You want to live there? You pay the tax.
We do not have time for it. It will be released. If you need details from Haymit, reply back. Thanks for banking with us, Mr. Wong Kim. Sounds like a joke creation.
I was just going to say, why don't you scold the scammers for using that the way you scolded me?
Well, because I thought Mavis was smarter than Anne. I was wrong on both accounts.
Yes.
And then this comes from RAJ Bank Asia Minet to her, June 28, 2012, and the subject is urgent. Mrs. Ann Jackson, I have just gotten approval from the Inland Revenue of Hong Kong.
Inland Revenue?
The Inland Revenue of Hong Kong. It's very official sounding.
Well, Inland Revenue was is the England tax authority. And England wasn't England in control of Hong Kong for a while?
No.
Not in control, but like, didn't they? Wasn't never the mind. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Never mind.
We're used to it.
Yeah, carry on.
We try. Fucking dead weight. Anyway, I've just got approval.
You're the anchor tonight. I told
only
you.
In the pool.
Only okay.
When this becomes a water show, ugh, you guys are on your own. Just like the fucking little sea monkey in the fucking bottom of a aquarium.
Oh, you go in the water?
Yeah.
Right. You can't swim, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry to disappoint you. I survived this trip. Can't swim.
Right. Why don't you learn?
Because it's just not easy. Tried. Right. I'm a sinker. I'm a sinker. You're a stinker. Why don't you learn? Why don't you grow fucking hair? There's just some things that you can't do.
But one day you might need to swim.
I'll drown. And that'll be the day. And I'll go, you know what? Joe was right. This was the day. Why didn't I? You know, Joe's been wrong about everything, but he was right about that.
Yeah, let me just turn the water valve off.
When you're on a cruise someday, oh, crap. Joe was right.
Let me just call him before I drown.
Yeah, Joe.
Oh, can you
right?
See? Davin, you fell overboard. All right, hold on. I'll save you. I'm going to throw you this anvil. Hold on. Well, because the life
so
is over.
So you're
going
to be doing your normal part of the show, just being a fucking anvil. Made from Acme, stupid old.
I never saw an Acme anvil.
Of course you did.
I never did.
I think there was Acme.
Well, anvil. Maybe he did. I live easily the old tie the balloon to the anvil trick.
Oh no, but all the anvils were from Acme.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just had this conversation this weekend.
Of
my friend and I were
did.
Driving. I did. My friend and I were driving past a store and it said Acme, and we're like, oh, we should stop and get anvils.
Okay.
Choking on money?
Mm.
Yes.
I have just gotten approval from Inland Revenue of Hong Kong to do the transfer into your bank account. The total is $900 U.S. for Hong Kong stamp fees and $8,400 U.S. for transfer fees.
Oof.
Check it up and send the above fees for immediate transfer of
check
your...
Check it up.
Check it up. It's not like Angel Salazar.
Ah,
like,
very good. Very good. Very, very inside, but very funny.
Check it up. And send the above fees for immediate transfer of your funds. I have copy of the Inland Revenue Clearance Certificate. If you need a copy, I will send it to you because I have documents too. And I can fucking send attachments.
I got documents too. I got documents.
Thanks, Mr. Wong. And then this is again from...
I would think that's the Wong way to go.
Oh, God, you
there
didn't.
There it was.
You didn't.
And then this is somebody from somebody else from RHB Bank.
Somebody from somebody else. Is that the title?
No.
RE. Somebody from somebody else.
Says, Mr. Wong does not have any right to tell you tell you what and what not to do. I am the telex wire transfer.
That's right. I'm a telex wire transfer.
Telex wire transfer. Yeah. It sounds like the machine is talking. Hey, don't listen to this Mr. Wong character.
That's right.
I'll tell you.
Apparently the account got sold.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Kindly send the fees to your agent for future records. ASAP. Yours sincere, Mr. Peter Hines. Oh, Mr. Peter Hines and Mr. Wong are having a tiff.
They're fighting over the same client.
And now this is from the Interpol, and this is
I'm sure it
2012.
Is.
2012. Yeah. Attention, Mrs. Ann.
Interpol at AOL.
This letter is coming from the Interpol office in Paris, Clichy Levalier, France.
We've
been monitoring your amount and that have been taking from you up till date. Okay. You have sent $295,000 to scammers. And we have intervened to stop this since we also have intruded in your PC system.
We've intruded in your PC system.
Oh, God, these guys are assholes.
God, yeah, we've been poking around
your
personal computer.
Yeah. We crashed your computer and looking around. You're being screwed. Not by us, but wait.
And by the way, those nudie pictures of you, top rate.
Take note that we will inform our agent in Japan to arrest you and put you under surveillance so that you will, I don't know, it's cut off. We'll use an attachment as evidence. They're threatening her.
They're threatening her that they're going to send somebody to arrest her because she sent money to scammers.
Boy, they're picking her bones clean, aren't they? Holy
really?
Cow.
We've informed Commonwealth. Just Commonwealth.
The Commonwealth of...
Just Commonwealth.
Commonwealth.
And they will look into your refund case in 3 days and decide if you get back for all that you have sent. So there's a chance you might get money back. We're talking.
Yeah, we're negotiating now. We're either going to arrest you or give you money.
You have to help us by sending those documents and evidence to use in protecting and refunding your money back. Your most urgent cooperation is highly needed. Yours truly, Eric Bohr, Interpol France.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Then this comes from IC3 Crime, so Brown Cotton. Hello, Anne. I do think the Interpol has been tracing you since you started sending money. I cannot do anything as they will excuse since the fees have been paid. Basically, they can't do anything for her. And then this is from the Interpol again, and the subject is, our delegates, which is spelled wrong, are waiting to move.
Delegates.
Yes.
Our delegates are waiting to move?
Our delegates.
So am I. Yeah.
I know.
Maybe someone will come by them.
Mrs. Ann Jackson, do not pay any money to them. We will send delegates to the bank. You will furnish the accommodation and transportation. It is 3,500 euros, the whole cost. We've heard this before where they're going to pick up, which would never happen.
No.
You're going to pay for the guy to go there.
Yeah, really.
And he will only stay at 5-star hotels.
And he likes good meals, too. So
yeah, the cops are coming to your house, and you're going to have to pay us $100 for each cop we have to send to you.
Yeah, plus dinner.
Yeah.
Cops get hungry.
Sure.
They like coffee.
Dunkin' Donuts won't cut it. That's for stereotypes.
That's you right. know.
Once they get there at the bank, these two bank officials will be arrested and will be tried. Our delegates will cash out your funds from the bank, and IMF will immediately transfer $295,000, and you can bring it in cash to you by themselves. They're going to bring that in cash. It's walking around money.
They'll bring it in a wheelbarrow.
Sure.
What, the prize team or whatever it was?
The prize patrol.
Yeah, Ed McMahon. Yeah. They got that big check.
This depends on you, whichever way you choose. This is urgent, and your uttermost urgency is needed.
Your uttermost urgency
you
is
heard
needed.
Them, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Your uttermost urgency.
Sounds legit to me. What could possibly go wrong?
This is the prize patrol that instead of bringing balloons with a big check, they bring soiled underwear.
Yeah. Mm.
Regards, Mr. Eric.
Mr. Eric.
That's how you, Mr. Eric.
Mr. Eric.
Unless you're a hairdresser, you don't sign your name Mr. Eric.
He can. He's hair is lovely. He's French. And this is from Brown Con, I believe. Yes. Hello, Anne. Thank you for your message. I want you to know that I am doing all this because I do not want your funds to be left with the Hong Kong government. This is why I have stayed here before, spent my money in hotel and also my time. What a swell guy.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, really.
Also, I had several fine meals thinking about how we're going to handle all of this.
I want you to do anything at all costs to send at least 1,000 euros, latest tomorrow, because two Interpol men are coming today in the evening, and the rest will be here on Monday. I do not want to disappoint them.
What?
He's got a reputation.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, really. And by the way, I'm enjoying a fine Cabernet.
Yes. I do not want to disappoint them. Please, this is to have the plan to make sure that your funds leave Hong Kong to Japan next week into your bank account direct with no problems anymore. I hope you will understand my mail and try your possible best to do as I have indicated. Good luck, Mr. Brown. And then this is from EFCCActivist.com. General Duncan Hamilton. He's a new character.
Yeah.
Dear Anne, I was contacted by the Interpol, and they have asked me to send all the documents and the funds was used to be transferred as soon as Interpol lands in Hong Kong. Contact Interpol fast now. There will Eb, I'm supposed to be B, there will be there tomorrow. Thanks, David. That's weird.
So now they're really just like force marching her. Get thee to an ATM and give us more money or else we're coming to your house.
Yeah, this is all from 2012.
Damn.
And then this is from Eric Bohr. Attention, Anne. I am sure you know the delegates are there to do. I have to inform you that the delegates will be in Hong Kong and your bank account before Monday next week has to be in the month. This is my word to you. Yours sincerely, Mr. Eric. Ay, ay, ay. A lot here. Getting through it. This is from Brown Cotton. Hello, Anne. There is some serious problem this morning. Mr. Wong has been arrested.
Oh.
I wonder what he did wrong. There it is. There it is.
Oh. Oh, God. And I get chastised.
Yes, you know what you did.
That was so Wong.
It facilitated you to that joke. Yeah.
which is a crime against humanity.
I was calling accessory.
Humanity?
There are some serious problems this morning. Mr. Wong has been arrested.
Arrested?
Arrested.
By who? Elmer
Fudd? By Baba Wapa. And he did not give you proper procedure in getting the funds out. Mr. Hines is the right person to wire the funds by Saturday now.
I love these guys' antics. He's all right.
Are you a fan?
His story is bullshit. He gets arrested.
At least he didn't get hit by a truck.
Yeah.
Wire the funds by Saturday. Now they need the transfer equivalent 1,500 euros.
Oh.
The bank director himself is going to do the wire transfer. The Interpol has mounted their CPU and IPS on the bank. What?
There's CPS in their eyes.
But you know what the way they make it feel? We make it feel that they're at fault, but we need to get this money, and the bank manager's going to take care of it because he feels bad.
We have our top man
on this. Yeah, which kind of, takes that whole thing, well, I guess something happened, but they're taking concern, but I need to pay up.
Right.
It takes the sting off of it, so to speak.
Well, it makes it makes you feel like, well, at least I'm getting some of it. And they are really working hard.
And they're really working hard, yes.
Bunch of swell guys.
Yeah, look at that guy staying over on his own dime to help me out.
Unfortunate incidents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a shame. If loving you is Wong, I don't want to be white.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Twice I was scolded.
Yeah, well, I know.
Would you like a third?
No.
Please,
no,
sir,
no,
may I have another?
No, not after that.
Wong have died.
You have nothing to say.
Wong have died. Weiss has been lost. Weiss has been white.
Oh,
Lisa says Wesley Webbit.
Yes.
That sounded way more perverted than it did Wesley Webbit.
It was an Elmer Fudd orgasm.
Yeah.
It was Elmer Fudd peeping through the keyhole.
It's orgasm season. Yeah, hey, right in the face, Doc.
Hey, look. Look, Doc, you're jerking off.
I'm coming on Webbits.
You caught me.
That actually sounds nice.
What's that?
Soft and furry.
Come on, rabbits?
It sounds nice. It sounds nice. And there was a bunny outside the backyard, and I knew that's why
I never
want to
hear
the back door so
anything
fast.
About my lap story again.
I didn't do it.
I know, but I didn't grab some Haas and Pfeffer.
No, you did it to a Haas. And a heifer. I never did it to a bunny, but I mean, like, if you were going to come on an animal, like, coming on bunnies is...
I will hug him and come on him and call him George.
Now I know why you have a field of bunnies outside your
house. A field of rabbits.
Oh, no. Oh,
I wouldn't
leave
do anything
those
to
bunnies
them.
Alone.
But there are a lot that day. 13 of them out there. I got a full fleet.
You right, do.
Fucking roll call, stupid.
It was that day, let me tell you.
There'll be more by tomorrow.
They were all there. It was like, for one pit, they were all there.
That's amazing.
They wanted to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aw. Bring down the room.
He's used to it.
Make me cry. I'm going to come on a bunny. Bunny come.
That's so random. I'm going to come on a bunny.
Come on
I'll
a bunny.
Show you.
But, like, seriously, doesn't that actually, like, sound pleasant? I mean,
Yeah,
it
I guess because kind of soft.
Digging in further and further.
But you know, because rabbit fur is soft.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't try to make this.
No,
it's
you know. Nice. I'm going to come on sandpaper. That doesn't sound good.
No, because sandpaper's rough on your balls, where rabbit fur is kind of nice and soft.
Sounds like you're having a good time. You're frolicking. Sounds like you come on a bunny. It sounds like a good...
Just make sure the little cottony tail don't get in your asshole. That's kind of embarrassing.
No, cottony tail's like a little target. A little target. You shoot for the tail.
Jazz girl says, I'm concerned about David.
Well, if I'm surrounded by rabbits, there's no reason to be concerned. I'll be happy. I'll be in my happy place.
Want my carrot?
No, you don't want them to nibble, Joe. They have sharp teeth.
Orange soda almost all over the console. That Sobol guy, whatever that broad's name should call in now. What's her name?
Cassie?
Yeah, the
Sam Sorbo.
Oh, Sam Sorbo.
That's Sorbo.
She can have a call in now.
That sorbet chick.
Yeah. Sam Sorbet.
Sam Sorbet.
What's it like blowing Hercules?
No, we didn't do an interview.
No.
Lisa says a cummerbund.
Funny.
A cummerbunny.
Funny.
A cummerbund.
Yeah, like come on. Like, out of all the animals to come on, doesn't a rabbit sound the most pleasant?
I really have not given this a lot of thought.
Neither did I, but I mean, it happened to come up.
Well, not for not yet. That'd be good. You know, like, yeah, you wouldn't want to do a moose. He'll get you with the antlers.
Sure.
You know, and hooves.
And it just seems impersonal. But bunnies seem lovable.
Yeah.
But it's, I just don't, no, the idea of sticky fur, not.
Yeah, well, you hose them off.
We shoot.
You score.
Possibly. I mean, well, you could towel off with the bunny.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't want to get like a long-haired bunny because that's going to be... Then you're going to have rabbit hair until
you're
bald.
Fur all over
everything. No, you get one of the short-haired bunnies. It's a good time. A lot of them are white or brown. It's good.
Yeah.
A little cream colored. It's good. It's good. It's good time.
You get deals. You get deals during Easter, too, on them.
You know what? You use their ears as a backboard.
Yeah. And, honey, that's the way skunks were colored that way.
Yeah, there you go. See?
So that's why they have that white stripe down the back.
Sure.
And it's fun.
Freaking perverts.
That's what a skunk.
That's why God created skunks.
That's right.
Yeah. It's a landing strip for men to shoot.
They used to just be black.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They're a segregated animal.
Well, I hope you people learned something tonight.
I hope. If you're going to come, you want to come on a bunny.
Yeah.
I look forward to coming on a bunny. Just a field of bunnies.
Well, you guess who's not coming to my house?
I know,
why are you
really?
Why are you in my yard jerking off?
Yeah.
There's 13 of them, Joe. Oh, you were right.
My odds are really good at hitting one.
Funny.
Now stay still, you wascally wabbit.
Yeah.
I can see the neighbors.
Get out of there. I got people coming in an hour. And you're coming right now.
Yeah, you would interrupt it. You would ruin it.
Yeah.
Stupid being selfish about
and
your
then
house.
And then there's Joanne. What's David doing? Shut up and vacuum. We got people coming.
Joe's girl says, I learned. Davin wants to come on a bunny.
Like I'm the only one.
Oh, that was fun. It was because we had people look at the house this weekend.
Okay.
And
could be an interesting segue.
Well, yeah.
And what happened?
But Joanne, yeah, both of us went out when the people were there. So I get home. I came back.
Probably best.
It was. Yeah. That's just that. I could stay home. No, you can't. Get out of here. So
scram.
So I don't know you saying stupid shit. So.
Oh, really?
And Joe didn't fix this.
Yeah. Oh, Joe, don't mind the paint, Joe. Just fixed the leak in the basement. He said something like it looked like the engine room of the Titanic. But anyway, but it's like I come home and she texts me, does it look like anybody came to see the house? And I go, yeah. And she writes me, well, how would you know you weren't there? I go, then why the fuck are you asking me?
Really?
And then she goes, you know what? Nobody loves you, and you're a mean, horrible, despicable man, and nobody loves you, and you're going to die alone. And
is
she
writing the forward in your biography?
Yeah. So I write her back, and I go, I don't care. Call your cousin and see if there was people here.
I don't care.
You know what? You know what Joanne needs? Joanne needs to come on a bunny. She'll feel a lot better about things.
I think it would really change her outlook.
You can't
a lot.
Be angry if
maybe.
You're coming on.
Maybe a boyfriend. She was talking about her how nice her boyfriend is to her.
He doesn't know where
I go. What do? You ride around in moonlight in the back of the landscaping truck. Yeah.
A Palomino, Joe. A Palomino.
Palomino.
Oh my God. Well, you know what though? That is like one of the meanest. Oh, wait a minute. That was at the bottom of the email I got at work today. Never mind. Wait, send off on the text.
Okay, anyway.
Toast Girl is traumatized about the bunny dog. She goes, oh, my God, the poor bunny. Yeah.
He's not here. Not now.
No, thank goodness. There was one literally right outside your back door when I went out before.
Yeah, but he's going, oh, he's running like hell now.
It did. Well, it did.
That stupid's going to splash my sauce on me.
Splash my sauce.
I'm making rabbit stew. Yeah. You make it sound crass.
Yeah.
I was talking about a nice thing experience between a human and a lagomorph, and you ruined it.
I'm sorry, a what?
A lagomorph.
That's what a bunny is?
Yeah, rabbits are lagomorphs.
I've never in my wildest dreams heard that word.
A lagomorph?
I'm not just six sex fetishes. A lagomorph.
He knows a little bit too much about this, right?
I had rabbits. I never came with one, but I had them. I had rabbits as a pet.
And now he's sad he missed the opportunity.
They were caged. I could have fucking come all day.
Dripping from the bars. What the hell is this crap that gets on
this
cage?
Yeah, but then my
cage?
Mom cleaned the cage. There'll be questions.
Why is the ear sticking together?
Again.
To hear better talk.
Again. To hear better talk. That's funny.
Is that alfalfa? Sure.
Oh, my God.
The rabbit's afraid every time you get to the cage. It'll learn. Well, now we have a title.
Yeah.
Part three, I come on bunnies.
Coming on bunnies.
I want to come on bunnies. Nice. Hope you've all learned something.
Meanwhile, at some executive head office of a radio show, let's just hear their show. Yeah, I'd splash my sauce on a bunny. Okay, next.
Why not? Not on the air now.
Yeah, Hercules' wife was right.
Hercules' wife. It's called the Hercules' wife show.
Mrs. Hercules.
It's not even a show that's on the air anymore. Yeah.
I know. Ugh.
All he needs to do is pick up a microphone and Roger will book him.
Now, does Hercules got a call at 1 o'clock in the morning and hopes he might get a gig?
Probably.
Yeah, call me in an hour. But I'm Hercules. Yeah, call me in 20 minutes.
Good. You're used to picking up things. Pick up the feature. Let's
go. Here, come on. He's on the corner of fucking 7th and Broadway going looking for shit. Bring upstairs. Oh,
I've been
shit.
Working on a new routine, but I need a bunny for it.
Oh.
They're waiting for you now. Send the transfer equivalent charges and the funds will be transferred. If not, they will probe the bank. That sounded dirty.
Yeah.
The whole bank?
Everybody bend over. You too. All right.
They will probe the bank and they will pay you with double interest.
What?
Double interest?
I think you know. It sounds like such double talk.
It
sounds
it is.
Like gibberish.
It's nonsense.
Now is Interpol and the bank. They need you to send the fees fast. Please do your best, Brown. And then this is from Eric Bohr. Attention, Mrs. Ann Jackson. Your funds fees is not big amount. You need only 2,600 euros to clear your funds. Thanks, Mr. Eric.
Oh, what a helpful fucker he is.
Business card.
Helpful Eric
fucker.
Bohr, a helpful fucker. Oh, very nice. All right.
And this is from Brown.
Helpful. That's like such a lot. You're a helpful fucker.
That'll never be on your business card. Don't you worry. Hello, Anne. I hope you're doing well. I've been so busy these days doing my duty as usual, as you may know.
Doing my duty. That's what I usually have after fiber.
Yeah. All your searches have been useful to us to do some clean raid, and we are in progress. So some of our teams are going to be very glad to meet you. Right now I'm in Hong Kong. So he's like, he's feeding her, saying that she's helping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's not. Right now I'm in Hong Kong, and I hope to hear that James is back home by Tuesday, because that is the day every, I don't know, it's cut off. Doesn't care. I don't care.
And it's legible. Yeah. All right.
Let's see. Anne, you can find the list on the web. The P.O. box, oh, so she's writing this to me. You can find the list on the web. The P.O. box is real. I did check it. This is UK ESCC. She gives the address. Jennifer went to his office, so now you know.
Hopefully she made it safely across the street.
And then she says, I do not believe them anymore. They are
fucking liars.
Fucking assholes.
Fucking animals.
Oh.
Ooh, a new one.
Wait a minute. Very close.
See, I'm not the only one. They're coming on rabbits too.
By the way, Lisa mentioned Angora gloves.
Nah, be sticky. Hairy.
Yeah, the whole thing's going to be sticky, though.
No, guys don't have, we don't, I don't touch them afterwards. They hop off on their way.
You, well, what, you just kind of like shoot from a distance?
So they're going to come and go?
That's the point of being a man.
Yeah, but why are they going to feel, how's that going to feel good? It's just.
I don't know, I might have to grab one to rub against my balls.
Well, the Anguirus.
Well, that's how it would start, yeah. But.
Glad you've mapped out the scene in your head.
There we go, script writing again. No.
Look at Joe. I finally got the thing that's going to make it to the big screen.
First.
Yeah, never mind, put it in a movie. We're going to go with this.
Look at you being a showrunner.
Cammy, we're making a change in plans. Tell Maggie. I got an idea.
Go to props. Do we have Angora gloves?
Get out of the pet store. Out, out, sir. Never come back.
Oh.
I do not believe in them anymore. They are fucking animals. I go, glad you do not believe in them. I hope you maintain that. Mr. Davin.
Ooh,
ooh, there's four.
Late in the game.
See the truth that Brown Cotton Melvin Santos are?
Fucking liars.
Fucking scammers.
Are real killers.
Oh.
Who destroy the victim's lives. Brown Cotton sent a message to me saying Victim C was joking on them. After Victim C paid for the fees, they ignore her, and she got lots of violence from the debtors. I don't know what that means.
The people were pissed. Yeah. That's what it means.
These fucking fake people from UN and IC3 just want money. They are
fucking assholes.
Fucking morons.
Fucking criminals.
And I'm sorry I was stuck because it's just she's at it again. Read that line again, please.
They are fucking criminals.
You know, these fucking scammers.
These fucking fake people.
Fake people. So let's. After all this,
yeah.
She's buying into this, and she's schizophrenic.
Yes, she is. I mean, I really think so, because she vacillates.
You're the worst magician ever.
No, I knew what he was doing, turning Japanese.
No, I'm talking about all the snot rags he pulled out of his sleeve.
Hey, Rocky, want me to pull a rabbit out of my hat? No, no, save the bunny.
One of the funniest lines you ever had is when you were talking about what's how you, your wife had her run to the bathroom really quick, and she had to run. She was trying to get to the bed. She was taking off her clothes on the way to the bathroom. She goes, "This is the worst burlesque show I've ever seen."
I don't remember. That's from the Napa Valley.
Yeah, she had to run to the bed. She just run and take it. It's the worst burlesque show I've ever seen.
Tune in. You never know what awful things we'll say.
Oh my God.
These fucking fake people from UN and IC3 just want money. They are fucking criminals, and this is why they are scared to reply to you. Do you know why? Only one reason. They are afraid to be arrested.
Not like I don't mind being arrested. It's fun being incarcerated.
Then she said, the debtor came to me and they are hit me. I don't know what that means. You can find the list on the web. I'm trying to make heads or tails of this.
Yeah.
I go, there's only one way to see if your bank was ever in this, if your money was ever in this bank. You should contact them. Here's the official site. Before you contact them, you need to see if you actually did make a transfer to one of their banks. If you did, you need to find their paperwork, which would have the day, amount, etc.
Right.
Maybe they can tell you who really picked it up. If you never directly transfer money into this bank, then it's just another lie, most likely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she writes to me, this is the main reason why I want to expose everything to the world. They are assholes. They are not human beings, and they are worse than animals. They do not reply to me where my funds are. That fucking coward Melvin Santos lies to me, and I never get any fucking money back.
You know, I like to say the worst. Well, animals wouldn't try to scam you.
No.
Like,
yeah,
say you
really
have a couple of rabbits, guy. We need 2,400 UK.
Oh, what's that word coming in? Incoming!
Yeah. Can wash this shit off my back. That's stupid.
It's like I need to get dry cleaned every other half an hour. It's crazy in this place.
I know he has good dandelions, but I'm not going in his backyard anymore.
No.
He's got good dandelions.
Nothing's worth this.
It's not worth the dandelions. No.
Mr. Davin.
Ooh, that's five.
I can tell you that these fucking four people are online. They intrude this mail address to check on me.
They intrude this mail address.
Yeah.
I can 100% make sure of it. Fucking dirty people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of people I like to
fuck. Yeah.
I go, yes, they are terrible people.
Yes.
And scene. What do you guys think?
It's interesting that the way she says that they're fake, they're fake people, and then she'll just go back to believing them again. That's,
yeah,
you know, that's a key thing.
Yeah, she is vacillating back and forth between they're scammers. I mean, she's saying the word they're scammers, they're fake, and then being like, well, maybe if I give them the fees. Oh God, stop it.
So a lot more pressure. She got more official letters. That's what she was getting bombarded.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? When you're not sure if you should like try anything to get your money back.
Well, that's what it is.
Sure,
she's a desperate people.
Yeah, the temptation. All these official people are telling me what to do, and then if I help them, they'll help me. Oh, you know, I don't want to not miss my chance.
What? When do you decide to cut your losses, though?
Yeah.
When you realize how bad the grammar is. No, I mean, that's what it is. Once you're in, that's the sad thing.
Yeah, that's the sad thing, because when you decide to cut your losses, it just compounds, you know?
Yeah. Well, we had five Mr. Davins. That was Joe.
Right.
We had one Damn It All Red. That was Lisa and myself. And No Fucking Liars. And that was Lisa. So, two for Lisa. She wins tonight.
Yay. Yeah, good job, Lisa.
Good job, Lisa.
You're an inspiration to us all.
Yes. And a valued customer of Davin's Den.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, I'm trying to. You know what? I can't find the reeds. You got the reeds? Anybody have all the reeds?
No.
Anybody have the family martial arts?
Somebody
should.
Let me look around and see. I don't think so. I think that you always have that.
Yeah, but I print out everything.
Yeah, I know.
Print out everything?
Because they're not our reeds.
Yeah, so there.
Yeah, but you can fucking be useful.
No. Just because, but let me get that.
You're the one who lost it.
I love the way you defer,
I know.
It's our fault because you lost something.
I know.
But I print out all the reads.
Because you're the boss.
Yeah, but I still do it.
I didn't.
You don't have a copy of the Family Martial Arts read?
I do not. Not handy.
Was it RustForDico@yahoo.com, right?
Yeah.
All right. Family Martial Arts. Let's see if I remember. Are you afraid? Are you scared of getting beaten up?
Right now
I am.
I'm working for a prick all night long.
Bring me a bunny and I'll be more pleasant.
I'll be in the backyard for a couple minutes.
I'm ready to come out. Here, get off my back.
Yeah, I know. Sacrifice the bunny to the angry god.
Why did that shit print out? I don't know why it didn't print out. Anyway. And I don't have it on this computer. Actually, maybe I do. Why don't you guys fucking amuse yourself and do some reads?
Hey, look at that. I'm going to do one for sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more.
Sometimes you feel like a slut.
Sometimes you feel like a bunny.
Go find your read.
I probably can't. But I'm
glad you're the boss.
A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Jen Carelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Carelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.jencarellispizzanj.com. That's www.jencarellispizzanj.com or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Carelli's.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Great show coming up on October 14th. It will be Joe Bronzi, very funny guy. Experience all the Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Who loves pitas? Everybody loves pitas. Angel's Bakery has been family-owned and operated since 1927. Their pita pillow is the heartier pita. With no artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives, pita pillows come in classic white and whole wheat. In fact, the whole wheat variety provides 52 grams of whole grains in each serving. It's the edible container and the perfect choice for snacks, dips, and sandwiches. Pita pillows are even the bread of comics. As a comic, it's not always easy for us to eat healthy while we're on the go. With all natural ingredients and the pocket design, pita pillows allow us to do that without having to break out the old slop towel. Eat a delicious sandwich and not worry about making a mess. It is another reason why pita pillows is the bread of comics and should be your bread of choice. Pita pillows are available in New York at Fairway Shopping Centers and Best Market. And you can order them for delivery at angelbakeries.com. You can learn more also at angelsbakeries.com. Angelbakeries.com. That's angelbakeries.com. And make sure you check out and follow Angel Bakery on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Pita Pillows for some funny stuff. Pita, really? At least I have my read.
Yeah, you didn't have the Portobello one that I had to dig out for you last time.
All right, well.
Oh my goodness.
So go to Pita Pillows.
Everybody should back everybody.
All right.
Oh, Jesus. Pita Pillows from hysterical content. Pita Pillows, the bread of comics and dumbbells. Well, the only thing that isn't funny is providing you with delicious and healthy pita bread. Check it out. Absolutely delicious.
All right. Zombie martial arts. Basically, if you
Do
really
you?
For you?
Do you?
I do.
All right. Because read on, Macbeth.
What?
Lead on, Macbeth.
Oh, lead on. I thought he said read
no.
on.
No.
Read on. Listen, you're afraid. You want self defense. You're afraid somebody might attack you with a gun or a weapon. You're not. Maybe you sit out for the national anthem and you might get your butt kicked because the offensive line doesn't want to block for you anymore. You're going to need some self defense.
Yeah.
Fortunately, zombie martial arts has that covered. It's great for adults and kids.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who might attack you with a gun or anything, or Joe's stupid bulbous head.
Maybe they might come at you with a bunny.
With a bunny.
You don't know.
Exactly. Zombie martial arts will protect you. All you got to do is contact Russ Ferdico at yahoo.com. That's RussFerdico at yahoo.com. To contact Zombie Martial Arts so you don't walk dead. You walk good. You walk good.
You walk good. You walk really good.
No, you don't walk afraid. You walk brave.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Write that down. Put it on something so this way you can lose it.
Your paycheck.
And then blame us.
I'll put it on your paycheck.
There's nothing. You can't write on nothing.
All right, I'll put it in your bank account.
You can't put it in nothing. Take a look at that.
Zombie martial arts. And Russ will be here on September 20th.
Yes.
Yeah, awesome.
So he can tell you all about the read I should have told you about.
I'm sorry.
I don't know why. This computer doesn't have all the stuff the other computer has.
That's so weird.
Anyway. Side Splitting Productions. All your entertainment needs. Comedians. Murder mysteries. Karaoke's, kids, bunnies. Easter's coming.
No, not for a while.
It's Easter somewhere.
Easter Island. Wouldn't that be cool? You like invite the character over to come as the Easter bunny, then you just come on him. I'm paying you. It's
wow.
A fantasy.
Yeah, well, I think this sounds starting to sound more and more like a furry convention.
Sure.
just a minute. Joan, how much am I getting for this?
Not Joan, you call me.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, damn it.
Sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Or give us a call 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Pipper, you or Mr. Helix leaving any place?
Nowhere.
Good. Stay home. Yeah. Joe.
I will be, and it just fades. I'm going to be at the Sea Cove restaurant. This Thursday, September 1st, and I just had the Seafood Restaurant, Italian American Bar and Grill, Thursday, September 1st, will be at 361 Main Street in Santa Maria. It's going to be 8 o'clock show. Call 631-874-1071 for reservations. 631-874-1071 for reservations. Sea Cove Restaurant this Thursday, September 1st.
Wednesday, August 31st, I'll be in New York, New York on the 8 p.m. show at the Grizzly Pear. For info, call 212-529-3808. It's a free show. Just fucking show up. I'm going to be on early, though. I'm going to be early because I got other spots other places. But go to the Grizzly Pear.
What are your other spots? Ah, here they come.
But I can't tell you the middle spot's like a secret fucking thing that they don't want me to promote.
Really?
Yeah. So.
All right.
I guess they get a built-in audience, so whatevs.
Oh, okay.
So I can't promote that. But I'm going to be early on at the Grizzly Pear. Then I'm going to be at a mystery place around 9:30. And then I'll be closing the 11 p.m. show at the Broadway Comedy Club, which means I'm not getting home till Thursday. So maybe I'll just go to the Sea Cove and wait for Joe to show up.
Yes.
But anyway, if you're in the city on Wednesday, go to the Broadway Comedy Club. For tickets, call 212-757-2323. 212-757-2323. Well, that was a show.
Okay.
We learned a lot.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we sure did.
And not enough.
I learned plenty. I had enough of all this.
Yes, our fans are afraid of us now.
Yes. Even and rabbits. Yes. Rabbits. Hop carefully, rabbits. Hop carefully.
Carefully. I'm not shooting at the little rabbit's feet. Somebody has like a fetish, they jerk off the rabbit's feet. That's weird.
There's got to be a creep out there. There's got to be a creep. Not in here, but there's got to be a creep
out
there.
Yeah, sure, anything.
Really, truly.
Absolutely.
I mean, I kind of understand why some of those. I was thinking about this because I was telling a story to somebody.
I bet.
About the whole furry thing. And
you have weird conversations.
I know I do. But I was thinking that. I'm sure that there's somebody who, when you know, they were like coming of age, and they, you know, were like They had stuffed animals or something in their room, and maybe they, you know, got used to the feel of stuffed animals around them. That the whole idea of like another human in a stuffed animal costume, that kind of translates for them.
Because all I'm going to say is this: Raggedy Ann wanted it.
Yeah. Well, but unfortunately, she couldn't get it due to her name.
She was so raggedy.
Oh, she was on the rag.
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
and her
that's
hair
a
was
thought.
Red. So I guess
it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was everywhere. Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah. It didn't flow too good. Again. All right.
Keep swinging.
But there are people like you know what they do have, like they have these like My Little Pony conventions.
Yeah, we've talked about that. Bro.
Yeah. Bronies. Yeah, that's creepy too.
You know what? I had started to bring up the whole aspect of that, and we never got to that story.
Oh, what a shame! But now's the time, I guess.
No. I'm going to save that for.
Are you?
I think.
And this is the last show ever.
Maybe we should discuss.
That. And this show's finished.
Maybe we should discuss that next week.
What?
That. This whole aspect of the...
I think we've done it before.
No, we didn't do this.
Doesn't that sound familiar? What aspect?
Well, if it's old, we might as well...
For like the syndicated portion of the show?
No.
No.
Definitely not for the syndicated portion.
You can't
portion.
Clean it up, you
with
filthy animal?
N.
I probably could, but I think it would be much better on the non-syndicated portion.
Fuck you, syndicated people.
Yeah, really.
You get nothing.
Really.
You get this shit we don't care about.
Yeah, right. No, It's much too good to try to clean up.
We just love our internet fans.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Just you guys.
Fuck you, terrestrial people.
That sounds
listening
like,
for only an
sounds
hour.
Sounds like aliens speaking.
For only 40 minutes of content a week.
Fuck,
because there's
fuck
so many
you.
Commercials.
Fuck you, terrestrial people. That's what aliens like to say amongst themselves.
Is it?
Yes.
Do you go to their little websites, too, and read what the aliens are saying about us? That what
no,
you do?
No. I just pick it all up when I wear my tinfoil hat.
All right, I don't want to play radio anymore. Let's go home.
There's a bunny that needs your attention.
I
Peter Cummins.
I got to learn a song at 4 o'clock in the morning. Let's go home.
4 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, 5. I got to get up at 5.
To learn a fucking song?
Yeah, I got to learn a song tomorrow.
What happens if you don't?
Then I'll look like an asshole at rehearsal.
Nobody fucking listens to the keyboardist.
Yeah, they do.
Fine. You got to learn it at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
That's what
I'm almost, I'm almost figured it out. Yeah, and then I got to pack my stuff because I got rehearsal tomorrow night.
Wait a minute. Is a certain person trying to sleep at that hour?
A certain person is up. That certain person's been going to bed at 6 is up all night and has been going to bed at 6 o'clock in the morning every morning.
Maybe she's dating a vampire.
Maybe. Maybe she just spread garlic around the house. Oh, that's not good for open houses.
Yeah, no. She's up all night.
Sleep all day?
That's what I told her. That's when she's up all night. It's like living with an 80s rock star.
Let some blastalize. Why don't you go to bed?
It's like Brett. It's 5:30 in the morning.
Slaughter.
Go to bed.
Slaughter.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it's up all night.
Sleep all day.
That's right. Yeah. Gotta hit the falsetto.
Falsetto.
The falsetto.
This is why I will sing in falsetto.
Falsetto. They don't really do falsetto anymore.
No, falsetto.
No. A lot of people do it. No.
Men want to sound like men.
I can't remember the name of the band.
Bring it up next week.
Yeah, I will.
That's when we'll do all the real show.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for hanging out. Anyway. We're going to go. We've had enough. You should go, too. Do something else.
Yeah, you guys have probably had enough, too, for
you
tonight.
You people have listened enough. All right, enough.
You've done your duty.